coming up in episode 70, air date December 29th of 2016.
That I have, in fact, started unfriending people on Facebook. And here are the reasons why you will get unfriended from me on Facebook. One, if you go onto somebody else's thread to tell them that they are stupid for believing what they believe and they should burn, you get unfriended.
Welcome to another episode of The Little Radio Show. My name is Sandra Fernandez, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Juan Alanis and Angelica Casares, and we're bringing you small talk about big topics. This week we have part two of our conversation about the election, and we take a look back at the year, talk a little bit about our New Year's resolutions, what we learned and what we didn't. Just a reminder that you can catch us every week on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time on hmsnetradio.org. Our show archives and the link to our iTunes and Stitcher channels are available at thelittleradioshow.com.
The Little Radio Show is made possible through a partnership between Juan of Words and HispanicHouston.com.
And now on to part two of our conversation about the post-election impact.
It was like, we're right. And I don't care what you got to say. That's how I think the whole election was.
Like, but to me, I think it's not about the individual people, because I don't really think what they think matters that much. Like, I think to me, what it is more the reason that I think that we have to be more vocal is because of the actual things that are happening that can affect the whole country, you know, like the...
It is affecting the whole country. And like, wow, I got loud.
I know we don't really talk about politics, but like when you're talking about like, you know, like the alt-right leadership being in as part of the new president's cabinet, like that's not something that you can't ignore. And that's not something that, you know, that, I mean, whatever, you know, the neighbor down the street thinks, really, it doesn't really matter. You know, what matters is that person has the potential to really impact government, to really impact the policies that we all have to abide by.
So that's one of the conversations that I really tried to stay away from on Facebook, was the, oh, I'm not a racist conversations. Mm-hmm. And
those,
you know,
irk me like nothing
if
else.
It's on there, and I'm like, I, you know, and I'm sorry, people out there, you may want to turn your radios off right now, or switch off, or whatever, because let me see if I understand this correctly. And I'm just saying, okay, mm-hmm. This is one of the things. It's like, oh, I voted for X person because his party is pro-life. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter to me that he has said racist things. It doesn't matter to me that he is a misogynist. It does not matter to me that he will not denounce and renounce extreme organizations that advocate violence against people of color.
I'm okay with his bigotry.
It does not matter to me that he is elevating to top positions in the government people who advocate personally for violence against people of color. It does not matter to me that he is going to and has been placing in high positions in the government people with no qualifications or no sufficient qualifications.
Like he's doing now?
As long as his party, because he himself is not, mm-hmm. his party is pro-choice. That one single thing what is important to me, so
have you noticed? Yeah.
I'm not talking, we're never going to agree on any of that, but I'm going back to the people saying this, the conversations about I am not a racist. I'm like, I am not a racist, I just support and endorse racist people.
But there was a very telling conversation that took place between the two leads of the campaigns, Kellyanne Conway, and I don't remember what the lady's name who from Hillary Clinton camps was, but they were on a show where they were supposed to be talking just about in general about the election, and it ended up that they had a very heated conversation because the Hillary Clinton representative was saying, you know, well, when you run on a racist platform, you know, you're promoting racism. And the other, and Kellyanne was like, no, you're not, like, he's not, it's not a racist, it's not, you know, it's just like you're sour because you guys lost or whatever. And it just, I think that's the conversation that a lot of people are having. It's like, you don't, that the other side is saying, you know, well, you know, the other side is saying, well, you're it's not racist, it's just that we have these concerns, or we, you know, lost our jobs or whatever, And, you know, now, like, the certain communities or the others are being kind of used as the, like, oh, well, you took our jobs, or you're the pointing fingers at that community. And it's like, it's not racist. We're just affected by our economy. That's what we're worried about. So if it happens that because of that, we end up voting for somebody who has a racist platform, that,
Okay. I'm talking about the people that where I'm connected
I'm sorry.
To.
You're right.
But the people that I'm connected to on Facebook, and the fact that we can't really have a civil conversation about this anymore. We can't. And I, so it really, really makes me sad. Now, yeah. I don't agree with going out and storming the streets and creating riots because you are upset that he won. That's not okay.
I don't agree with riots, but I think protesting is okay.
Protest is right.
Okay, but what we're talking about is two separate things. If you're talking about peaceful protest is mm-hmm. on the one side.
Correct.
But if you're talking about going out and doing destruction of property.
Here's this difference, Sandra. That happened once somewhere, and that happened to some vehicles on some lot, and the people just happened to be there. That's when that happened. So people keep pointing that and mentioning that and bringing that up as if that's what's the entirety of the protest. That's not. Here in Houston, they've had protesters who are stopping at lights when the light turns red so they don't cross. There is more than 99% I'm gonna calm down for a second. There is more than 99% peaceful protest out there. And that 1% that just happened to do that because it was caught on video and camera, that's the overall assumption of things. And that is the galley behind everything else. So people are like, you see what I mean? That's what I'm saying. No. Let's talk about the peaceful protests that are happening. That of which has happened in Houston, Texas, in Dallas, in Chicago, in Miami, in Los Angeles.
Let's see
you know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
It's important to note is that, again, we're so polarized. And I'm sick of hearing that word. And I'm even sick of the fact that I'm actually using it. That I have, in fact, started unfriending people on Facebook. And here are the reasons why you will get unfriended from me on Facebook. One, if you go onto somebody else's thread to tell them that they are stupid for believing what they believe and they should burn in hell, you get unfriended. Two, if you're going to tell me that the current elected officials, whoever they are God's choice to lead us into the new revolution, you're going to get unfriended. We don't have God select people for us in the United States. That's actually chosen. A lot of people call it a democracy. We are not a democracy, and that's a whole nother conversation. But we are also not a monarchy. So saying that these people were chosen by God may not, in fact, be the way to go. However, you can believe that, mm-hmm. and you can call me a heathen or whatever. You're just going to get unfriended. Here's the other thing. Trying to convince me that fake news is real is going to get you unfriended.
That's a difficult one.
That brings up an interesting point because look at the stark difference between like Fox News and CNN. And like that's the world that we're living in. Like that's the
Did
world
you hear
that we're
laugh?
Living in. Like it's like, you know, one on one side is like
infotainment versus news is what you're talking about.
And I don't know which one is which. I mean, it's like, and like,
they made a good job of making you believe both.
Did you know when I knew we were really, really in trouble? I knew we were really in trouble when, as a PR person, I had a TV station run a wrong story based upon a newspaper who ran a wrong story with no second source and no verification of facts. And when I told them, you can't run the story, it's wrong. Well, the newspaper has it, and so we're right for today. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I got to get out of this business now.
Yeah, and that's the sad thing is that's really the reality. Like, and that's what people are like. People on one side are watching Fox News. The other people on the other side are watching CNN. And neither one of them is really getting the full picture because they're like getting kind of partisan information on each one. And even though...
But I feel so bad because I took a lot of pride in the fact that I have a circle of friends that is very inclusive, that includes people from all spectrums, and that we were always able to be tolerant of each other's beliefs and be civil. And the fact that that is not the case anymore just makes me sad.
No. Isn't it? I found myself in a mourning process that I could no longer, not that I couldn't be friends with them, but that I couldn't see them and view them in the same way that I have before in the past.
I think the thing that like I thought was interesting, that I thought really spoke to me, was like, I'm probably gonna butcher it, but it was like, I'm okay with your beliefs as long as your beliefs don't try to oppress me. You know, if your beliefs try to oppress me, then I'm not okay with your beliefs.
Well, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, oh well, everybody voted from their own self-interest, and mm-hmm. people could say mm-hmm. that, you know, I voted from my self-interest and you voted from yours and you voted from yours.
Yeah.
And you're right. But the difference is that me voting from my self-interest doesn't put in power people who are going to go out and hurt other people. Now, on the other side, I know friends, I have friends who said they could not vote for Hillary Clinton because she was going to enact policies that were going to hurt their families. And they absolutely believe that, but I don't. So I absolutely believe the opposite, and there you go. And now we're not even able to have
civil conversations.
And the fact that I'm standing here, or sitting here anyway, talking about very freely about the fact that I have unfriended people because I don't agree with what they've said on their Facebook streams. Lord, I mean, you know, it's so incredibly, so where do we go from here? This is the part
This is not even the beginning.
No. The part that I have, and the thing, like, I have got activist friends, and I've got friends on all spectrums, and here's what all of them are coming back with. Hopeless. There's this pervasive feeling of hopelessness. Like, it's like, oh my goodness, I remember the X years and I cannot believe we're way back there. And you do the, you know, they're just, there's such disbelief and hopelessness.
I've chosen upon myself to, let it go for the rest of the year, and I will then pick up. I feel it's going to be an unfortunate, I'm not going to be able to think correctly and wisely. So I need to put it on simmer before I put it on boil when it comes January, because the inauguration is going to take place in January, and it's going to be very hard.
I think, like, I mean, people's opinions are what they are, like that. I mean, sometimes they irk me, sometimes they do bother me.
We're trying so hard to be polite.
But the thing that really bothers me is when people are like, oh, those are ludicrous fears that people have. Like, those are like, who's going to round you up, or who's going to like, why are they so scared, or why are people scared? That's what bothers me the most. My thing is, like, nobody should have the right to dismiss somebody else's fears. So I'm like, how can you discredit it? If you don't know, if you've never been in that situation, if you're not, like, if you happen to not be a person of color, how can you try to say, no, oh, your fears are unfounded? How do you know? You've never been in those shoes. Like,
Yes, we do believe that this platform was run on racism. Yes, we do believe in racism because it's happened to us. And it continues to happen to us. And so whether you believe that or not, it's your choice. We see it every day.
But if you don't believe it, it doesn't give you the right to diminish somebody else's, like, beliefs or fears. Like, me, believe the beliefs to the side, but it doesn't give you the right to diminish somebody's fears. I mean, like, if somebody is fearful because, you know, maybe they're a DACA student and they have no idea what's going to happen to them.
You're just exaggerating. You have no right to feel that way.
Yeah, it's like the liberal crybabies again. It's like, wait a minute. Like, what would you be saying if it was reversed and there was something that you cared about that you felt threatened by? Would you appreciate it if somebody was like, oh, you're just being a baby? And I think that's what bothers me the most.
And you're right. And is it a true and honest feeling? Yes, it is. And I hope those who did vote for him, and I hope those who didn't vote for him to stay on it and maintain, if you are really, really and truly say that you did not vote based on his beliefs, stand up when there's a moment to stand up and say no.
But that's the thing. The other thing that I will say is, like, that you know, I heard somebody was like on TV on one of the shows, they were talking about, well, I think it's time for the people who voted for against Trump to give the people who voted for Trump a chance.
And to do what?
To like, to not assume that they're racist, to give them a chance to just, you know, not accuse everybody of racism. And I'm like, that's fine. But it's also time for the people who voted for Trump to not diminish the other people who voted or just say, oh, those people are crazy and all this, you know, the Black Lives Matter movements and all these other movements of the concerns for immigration are you know, unfounded. They're stupid concerns and they shouldn't, like, there's nothing that we can believe in. There's like, if you want open-mindedness from one side, then you need to be open-minded from the other side too. And you need to like really try to understand where everybody's coming from.
But you know, this is so much, and immigration gets so much attention. This particular election was about so much more than immigration. Mm-hmm. And there was so much attention provided to it that you would think that we're a single issue country at this point. No, let's leave immigration to the side. Yeah. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that's being discussed on it, but let's leave immigration to the side. There's all sorts of other stuff that's going on. But even that, like you said, I am entitled, and I use that word on purpose, to the way that I feel. I am entitled to my opinion. I am entitled to vote the way I need to vote. And I am going to own the way that I voted. If I say something and you don't agree with me, it is not your job to then come into my space and tell me how stupid and wrong I am.
And I am entitled to call this country my home because it is.
Yes.
And even if my parents came from another country, it is my home. And you don't get to point the finger at me and say, go back to Mexico.
I do agree with you, Sandra, when you say that coming into my space, because we there's timelines, right? And my timeline is going to be different from yours. And if I say something and I truly believe it, should you have taken it upon yourself to tell me how wrong I was on my timeline? I have let you spoke. And if you have something in return, in retaliation, quote unquote, to say it on me, then you can use your space to do that, which is your timeline. And we're talking about Facebook here, which is your timeline. Is it really necessary need to come and comment and tell me how wrong I am? I mean,
and then there are ways of telling.
And yeah. No, and you're right, because there should be open conversation. So it maybe it's in the deliverable of the message.
There is a difference between someone telling me I disagree with you and, oh my God, I can't believe how stupid you are.
Mm-hmm. That which is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Which is what I'm saying. So if you think retaliation,
there's a difference between somebody telling me I voted for Trump, I voted for the Republican Party, I voted because this is what's important to me, and I made a decision based on that, and I disagree with you, I don't believe that that's what's going to happen. That's great. But to come and tell me, well, you're just being stupid, you shouldn't feel that way because you're completely exaggerating. But again, so I'm, you know, I'm going to wrap this up, but...
Probably off topic a little.
No, it's... I don't know. I honestly don't know. We probably will come back to this because I don't quite still know how I feel about what is coming in the next few years. I wrote a post for Hispanic Houston where I'm like, it's like, prove me wrong. I would love nothing more than to be proven wrong about all of the bad feelings that I have right now. You know, the government is the government. And in the United States, what we have is we have a peaceful transition of government. So we are not, there is not going to be a revolution. We're not going to overthrow. We're not going to go out and destroy property. No. However,
no. If you are, don't do it.
That doesn't mean that you can't work the system. Protests are going to continue because the United States, the last 150 years, protests have made it possible for unions to be created, for civil rights to be, has happened, for the suffrage, you know, for women to get the vote. Protests work in the United States, and that's, they're not going to stop. But peaceful protests is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Grassroots organizations. There are elections next year. You can vote for other people, local, state, and even maybe federal positions. There are all sorts of ways. And let me explain to y'all people, donate frickin' money. If you believe something, donate money, put your money behind stuff.
If you don't have the if you don't have the money, put your time where you believe.
Yes.
And if you see something that that's happening, speak up. You know, speak up and don't be afraid to like let somebody's ignorance, you know, afflict a whole community or somebody else who maybe is more defenseless than whoever is attacking them. Like just.
But most important to me is let's stop attacking each other.
Yeah.
You know, I know people that I've known for years and years. And what I really, really want is for all of us to take a deep breath and stop taking everything that we say so personally. I promise not to call Trump supporters demons as long as they promise not to call me a whiny baby again.
And on that
note. And on that note.
Hey, you're listening to The Little Radio Show. You can find us every Thursday where we have a new episode on hmsnetradio.org.
Happy New Year's, or actually Happy New Year's Eve, as we approach the final few days of 2016. And counting down, it's like December 27th, December 28th, December 29th, 30th, 31, and ta-da!
Happy I can't New believe year. It. It's already a new year.
Yeah, it's already a new year. You know, I feel like, what is that kid song, Rain, Rain, Go Away?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I feel about 2016. Like
2016. It went so fast. It didn't go fast enough for me.
You know, when I was a kid, I remember thinking, why do adults always say, oh my goodness, the time flies? And I'm like, time is time. And as you grow older, you realize that the concept of time, it's like you've got so much going on. You look up and it's July the 4th. And then it's Halloween. And then it's Thanksgiving. And then there went your year.
I remember being like 13, 14, being like, I can't wait till I'm 21. And then and now I'm like, I wish I was 14 again.
there's a moment. I think it's because your work schedule like actually works around the holidays. So before, it's like that's all you looked forward to, and it never came fast enough. So I remember thinking to myself, when my mom would say, you know, the year is almost, I got like 2 months to do this. I was like, 2 months is a long time. What's your rush? But now I get it.
2 months is nothing.
Yeah, now I get it. Like, I definitely get it.
You know, my very first professional adult job out of college, and you know, I'd had many professional adult jobs before college, but my very first professional adult job out of college was me working at a university, and the university would close down for the holidays. So oh my goodness, I was so spoiled. The offices would close just before Christmas and reopen after New Year, and that was about a week and a half that I got off. That didn't count against my vacation or my leave or anything. And then there was like a long weekend during the spring break that we would get, that basically the office would close down. And that was in addition to my vacation. So I was incredibly spoiled. It was a lot of fun. You know, I just had off during the holidays. Woohoo!
And now you don't get off during the holidays at all. Like now it's like the holidays are just like any other day now.
It really is.
Now we work weekends.
Oh, besides, I've worked weekends so long, I don't really. I can point to a single job in the last 15 years where working weekends wasn't part of what I did. Mm-hmm. Like every other job, and especially as a small business owner, I don't have a day off. I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine who is also a small business owner. And I was telling her, my friends and family are incredibly supportive about me being out there doing solo, except when it comes time to schedule stuff.
To do stuff with
you.
Yes. They can never get you to do it.
They want to schedule stuff on the weekends, and I need advance notice because to me, Saturday and Sunday are regular work days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm either doing stuff for clients or I'm doing stuff for myself.
What was it the other day? We were finally able to take the boy to his basketball game and stay. We showed up early. We were able to stay the whole time, and that was it. That was the extent of like, and that felt great.
No, the other day we went to the grocery store, and I was like, you can tell I've not been out of the house if I'm like having so much fun walking around these aisles in the grocery store and just looking at stuff.
When we were at Fiesta the other day, we were going in different directions
and perusing all the produce and
No, that was, oh, we were, we like, he went off to like the, to, he went off by the dairy, and I was like over here on the other side looking at the cereal, and we like, that was our separate, because we worked together, so that was our separation from each other. We kept crossing paths and just putting stuff in the basket. We are old.
So you know what is normal for people as they go into the end of the year is to look back at the year and see what they did throughout the year. But the most important thing for a lot of people is to use the 1st of January to make New Year's resolutions. And I know that last year we had this conversation where we talked about the fact that I don't actually make resolutions anymore because...
You break
you know,
them.
You, well, yes, they're setting myself up to fail. I never, never go through with them. So what I started a few years ago was I pick a theme or some words to help me focus for the year. And actually, focus is, in fact, one of the words it normally makes. It has made it for the last 2 or 3 years in a row. I'm going to be honest that this year, I did not go back to those words. I don't think maybe past January.
And do you remember what they were?
I still remember, but I'm going to let people figure that out. Because
didn't we have this conversation around this time last year? And didn't we pick words?
Yes. And we talked about what we normally do. But
yeah.
More important than that is the fact that one of the things I do see that I'm going to need to do for next year or to do better at is identifying what I do and don't do. And so there is a lot of stuff that makes it into my daily to-do list that quite honestly aren't actually items that help me reach my goals. They're fluff.
Speaking of this concept, this theory that you have going here, one of my key things to do for you guys who are listening is to get us to know just a little bit better. And so I want to get a little bit personal, not very personal, but a little bit personal, guys. And
not
what
very
is
personal.
not so personal where it's uncomfortable, right? So my question to you is, what was your big rock for 2016? What was your memorable moments off the top of your head, Juan and Sandra, just right off the top of your head that you can say was either good, was either, you know, a good, bad, or just really memorable?
Well, I'm going to do two things.
Okay.
I'm going to do a rock I put in and a rock I took out.
Oh.
No, a rock I put in and a scoop of sand that I took out.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. A rock that I put in was me and Juan finally, and you, putting together the Big Oak Tree Media as a company.
Yeah.
And that one, we've got several big rocks, and those that represent the clients that we have signed this year, and that's been great. And in retrospect, I actually went in and I stopped doing several pro bono projects that I was doing this year. There are several friendships that sort of ended this year that have been on life support through Facebook, you know, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, for me, mostly it's professional.
Juan, what would you say is...
I think the biggest rock for me this year was transitioning from being employed somewhere to working for myself.
Like,
that definitely was the biggest rock because, you know, it was, I mean, I think it was a long time coming, but when it happened, it was kind of also like sort of unexpected. So like to all of a sudden be thrust into it was kind of a little nerve wracking, to be honest, and a little scary. But I think, you know, we've been doing well, like we've been doing good. And I think like I'm encouraged more than I was before to continue, because I think that I've seen that, oh, like, yeah, like it's possible to do the things that I've been wanting to do. It just takes a leap of faith. So to me, that was probably the biggest rock that I put in my container this year, or that I've had to overcome.
That's actually really good. Mine is, you guys mentioned Big Oak Tree Media, which was a project that was a long time coming. For those who don't know as well, this has been in the works for, I think, maybe 2 years, where we've been talking about it. These guys have the skill sets that I think they just can do it. And I am so grateful that I'm a part of it, to see you guys flourish.
It's like she likes us.
I know.
It's like she likes us, right? But on top of that, on top of creating the agency that we did create together, was that for me, and I've seen you guys do it also, was personal branding. I think that was one of the biggest things that we really like honed down and focused on, and you know, so forth.
I can relate to you, I think, on what you were saying about cutting back, because I think that's one of the things that I've done since I ventured out on my own, is like really try to look at what I was spending my time on and really trying to scale back. Like really thinking of my time as more valuable mm-hmm. than what I used to think about it, and really saying, okay, I can only go to certain so many things. What are the things that I'm going to go to? Or, you know, I can only work on a certain number of projects, and what projects are those that I'm going to give priority to? And it's really been just scaling back a lot on what I was doing before.
And for the listeners, let us know what your New Year's resolutions are. And Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Little Radio Show. We invite you to check out our iTunes and our Stitcher channels and leave us a rating or a review. You can find the link to both channels at thelittleradioshow.com.